Our story today is called Ears. "Can I see my baby?" the happy new mother asked. When the bundle was nestled in her arms and she moved the fold of the cloth to look upon his tiny face, she gasped. The doctor quickly turned and looked out the tall hospital window. The baby had been born without ears. Time proved the baby's hearing was perfect. It was only his appearance that was marred. When he rushed home from school one day and flung himself into his mother's arms, she sighed, knowing that his life was to be a succession of heartbreaks. He blurted out the tragedy. "A boy, a big boy, called me a freak." He grew up handsome for his misfortune, a favorite with his fellow students. He might have been class president, but for that. He developed a gift, a talent for literature and music. "But you might mingle with other young people," his mother reproved him, but he felt a kindness in her heart. The boy's father had a session with the family physician. "Could nothing be done? I believe I could graft on a pair of outer ears if they could be procured," said the doctor. Whereupon the search began for a person who would make such a sacrifice for a young man. 2 years went by. "Then, you're going to the hospital, son. Mother and I have someone who will donate the ears you need." "But it's a secret," said the father. The operation was a brilliant success, and a new person emerged. His talents blossomed into genius. School and college became a series of triumphs. He later married and entered the diplomatic service. "But I must know," he urged his father, "who gave so much for me. I could never do enough for him." "I do not believe you could," said the father, "but the agreement was that you are not to know, not yet." The years kept their profound secret, but the day did come, one of the darkest days a son must endure. He stood with his father over his mother's casket. Slowly, tenderly, the father stretched forth a hand and raised the thick, reddish-brown hair to reveal that the mother had no outer ears. "Mother said she was glad to never let her hair be cut," he whispered gently, "and nobody ever thought mother less beautiful, did they?" Real beauty lies not in the physical appearance, but in the heart. Real treasure lies not in what can be seen, but what cannot be seen. Real love lies not in what is done and known, but what is done but not known. Matthew 6:3-4, "But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so your giving may be in secret. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you." Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.